Hello.
Hello, my name is Tamika, returning call from Alabama Department of Labor on the 4th Division. This call is for request for Plot Insurance. Purpose, my speech person request a callback, please.
Hey, who?
My name is Tamika, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, my speech person request a callback, please.
You said you speaking a little too fast for me now.
Okay, how can I assist you today?
I was trying to file for unemployment.
Okay. Okay, I have your social security number.
423-597-6616.
7616?
Yes, ma'am. But before we start, can I ask how long, like, I have to be working to file for it?
I'm not sure. We can't deny you a claim, though, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
May I have the name?
Demonte Washington.
Okay. And this is your first time filing a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And date of birth?
040906.
04?
Yes, ma'am.
09?
April 9, 2006. Yes, ma'am.
So I have 4-9-2006.
Yes, ma'am.
And your mother's maiden name, her last name before marriage?
My mother?
Yes, your mother's maiden name.
My dad? You talking about my daddy?
Your mother maiden name.
Some of her whole name, that's what you mean?
That will be her last name before marriage, if she was ever married.
Oh, young blood.
And do you have a drive license?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an Alabama non-driver ID?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that number?
Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
One zero four one five three one eight.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement or a falsified income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you understand?
Can you repeat that?
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on the...
You say, did I work for the federal government as in, have I been working, or...
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and the honor to file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
You said, did I receive notification?
Then you have TRA certification. That's if your job relocated overseas and they sent you to training.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
Can you repeat that?
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And what's the telephone number for you?
334-812-0086.
Okay, and your date of birth again?
04-09-2006. Oh, that number is 0026, my bad.
And you say you don't have the driver license, right? You don't have a driver, you have Alabama ID.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the Alabama ID, your ID again?
My ID number again?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay. And what's that phone number again?
334-812-0026.
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. And what is your race?
Black, African American.
And are Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your address?
2155 Lovelady Road.
What was that again?
2155 Lovelady Road.
Okay, I can understand. You said 2155?
Yes, ma'am. Lovelady Road.
Lovelady?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Tallahassee, Alabama.
Oh, Tallahassee. And a zip code.
I don't even know the zip code. I didn't move that now.
Okay, I need the zip code.
Can I, hold on. Give me a second. You give me a quick second. I got to go back here with my dad. My dad. I know the talent is zip code. 36078.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was your occupation?
Say Jean.
What was that?
Say Jean.
I can't understand you, sir.
Say Jean.
What did you do on your job?
What do I do on my job? I'm on sales side at Say Jean.
I really cannot understand you. What was your occupation?
You asking me, like, where do I work?
No, not where you work at. What do you do? Your occupation, like a cashier, a stocker? What do you do?
I'm at a plant on sales side.
So you work in production?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
You said what now?
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Can you explain that?
Are you looking for work?
If I'm looking for work.
Yes.
No,
are you?
I got a job.
Okay. So if you say that you're not looking for work and this occupation is going to ask, what are you looking for work in, sir? You have to be looking for work in order to draw unemployment.
I don't understand what you mean looking for work when I got a job.
Okay. So in order to be eligible for unemployment, you have to be seeking work. Okay. Even if you have a job, it's going to go down. That question will come down further. But right now it's asking, are you looking for work in your current occupation? If you answer no to this, it's going to ask, what are you looking for work in?
Yes, I'm looking for work.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
You said what?
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's that date?
Today.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown, yes or no?
You said I'm through a temp?
No. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown?
On vacation.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes, ma'am. All right.
And how many miles are you in the travel one way to a job?
How many miles? I traveled from Tallahassee to Danville.
I just need a number, sir.
I don't know how many miles.
Okay, I need a number.
I say about 5,000 miles
Okay. So I would need a number. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, it don't matter.
Okay, so I need a number.
20, I guess.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage that you would accept?
What do you mean by that?
What is the lowest hourly wage? How much you make? What would you accept?
Oh, 200, 300.
The wage.
Like how much I make per hour?
Yes. How much was, what's the lowest hourly wage that you would accept?
14.
And are you a corporate officer?
Ma'am. Can you repeat that?
I'm a corporate officer for a business. Yes or no?
You're breaking up. Hello? Ma'am, you're breaking up.
Okay, what about now?
I can't hear you now.
Are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
You said what, ma'am?
Do you work for yourself, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023, and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Can you repeat that, please? Hello? Hello?
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card would take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Y'all can give me a card.
Okay. Okay, so you indicated that you wish to have your unemployment benefits with the AL Advantage prepaid benefits card. Okay, so there's no charge for to check your ATM balance. Customer service is 0 to 35 cents, and activity is $1. If the card's not used in over a year, 12 months, then they charge $1 for that. Your card replacement fee is $4 to $19, and there's 2% of transaction amount for out-of-state charges. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. And for general information about your prepaid account, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. And you can find your details and conditions for all fees and services in your cardholder agreement, okay?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. So you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the name of your employer?
Veronica.
What's the name of your employer, sir, your job that you work, where you work?
Oh, it's Stay Jean.
What is it?
Stay Jean.
Okay. And the phone number?
Phone number to the job?
Yes.
You know the number to Stay Jean?
Is that Ace, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about that blue ball. Yeah. It rained hard or not?
And what's the phone number?
Phone number to who?
To your job, sir.
I don't know the phone number to my job, man.
You want to call back when you get it?
I can ask Tamika right here. Hold on. Tamika. You know the phone number to the job?
Well,
to here.
Who are you trying to get in trouble?
I'm on the phone. They need
825-2290, but they're gonna get them for a bill.
825-2290.
What's the area code? What's the area code?
Hey, what's the area code for down here? The area code for down here.
256.
256.
And what city and state do you work in?
Alabama.
What city?
Dayville.
And your employment start date?
April 18th.
Okay, and your employment start date 4/18/2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the last day you work?
28th of July. Well, no, the 28th of June. I meant
June 28th.
Yes.
Okay. And what's and you was on okay, you was on vacation. And have you received? Do you expect to receive in the following pay? For any time after the last day of work, vacation pay?
You said, did I receive what? No.
Vacation pay?
No, ma'am.
Sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so you're certifying your answers are true and accurate and allow for vice penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just 1 second. Okay, you serve. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you certify on the penalty of perjury. You are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so the following question, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. You must give me the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim was just finished. Also, ready to work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim was determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process we just completed filed your unemployment claim. Found this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online by calling by clicking on file weekly certification on your portal, or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And that number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first week certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. And whether filing online or by phone, you'll need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Acceptance to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. And if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And since you are job with tax and have an expected recall date, you are not required to make a work search, but you must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Okay, we have submitted your claim today. Your insurance action ID number is 48999-6605. Okay, so anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. I'm going to plug you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.